farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
A U.S. employer has expressed interest to enlist Jamaican farm workers. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
The Michigan-based Great Lakes Agricultural Labor Services in the United States is looking to recruit Jamaicans to work on its cherry and apple farms. The state of Michigan is the largest producer of cherry and the third largest of apples in the United States, and the parent company of Great Lakes Agricultural Labor Services, Michigan Farm Bureau, is the largest general farm organization in that state. A 2-member delegation from the organization visited the island recently for discussions with officials in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security to explore opportunities for Jamaican farm workers. Manager at Great Lakes Agricultural Labor Services, Bob Boehm, says there is huge demand for workers on the company's farms. He notes that the entity is looking to Jamaica as a result of positive feedback received on Jamaican workers. The Great Lakes Agricultural Labor Services representative says his company is also intrigued by the liaison services the Labor Ministry provides, which assists in addressing the needs of both employers and workers. Labor Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson has pledged his full support to the initiative and commits to making the partnership beneficial for both the employees as well as the employers. He says due to yearly recruitment activities, the Labor Ministry has a pool of pre-screened workers for the employers to choose from. With the high demand for workers, Great Lakes Agricultural Labor Services is also looking to expand its recruitment to other countries. And now for our proverb of the day. No care how hog try fi hide under sheep wool, him grunt always betray him. Translation: no matter how much a pig tries to hide under sheep's wool, his grunt will always betray him. And this means, don't care how much disguise someone puts on, their true self will surface sooner or later.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Some of the cases we come across at Sisoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sisoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
You know, a whole heap of youth smoke weed and sand, you know.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed in the gully behind school. And when graduation time come, my youth, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C-Sec.
Target shoot, the future comes first!
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We've come to the end of today's program. You can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, following us on Twitter at GIS News, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.